Now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
And we do welcome you back. Straight up 11 o'clock at the all-new Kane 107.5 AM 1240 online at kane1240.com. My pleasure to welcome to the show Shane Hilton, president of Clico Power. It's our pleasure each and every Wednesday at about this time to have a representative from Clico talking about concerns there, safety, electrical safety, conservation efforts, things such as that. And today, again, I think we're going to focus in large part on recent billing, and I know there's some concerns out there, and nice to have the president of Clico, Shane Hilton, address those for us, and I appreciate that. Shane, how are you today?
Great, Jeff. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well out there, and look forward to having a conversation about some of these issues this morning.
No doubt about it. And, you know, again, Fran, about a month or so ago, gave us a heads up that this was coming. There would be letters associated with bills, but people still have questions, and I know you've got some answers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, we try to be as transparent as possible, and as we see things coming, we see things changing. Our corporate communications team is constantly putting information out there, whether it be through public outlets like your show this morning, Jeff, or social media, or things such as that. But we have been getting a lot of questions recently, a lot of rumors out there about high bills and high rates. So I just thought we would have a conversation about that this morning and try to set the record straight, dispel a few rumors, and at least let the customers out there know what to anticipate over the next few months.
And, of course, unfortunately, it also comes at a time when this is a time of high usage because of the heat and humidity and those kind of things.
Absolutely. It's really hot out there, as everyone knows. Different parts of the state have different weather patterns. Seems that the central and north regions have been a lot drier recently, but really intense heat. We are seeing some weather patterns come in this week, a little bit more rain, so we may get some relief. But we are experiencing a hotter summer this year than we did in 2019, 2020. So we've had more extreme temperatures this year, therefore usage is up, load is up, really just across the region right now. And hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll all get a break from that.
Of course, a lot of what is going on, and I know you put out a press release about the current situation with additional charges to the bill, kind of goes back to last year's hurricane season and then earlier this year, some of the freezing problems that you experienced.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. And, it was just, last week we actually, we were under a 12-day outage on average through Louisiana with hurricanes. So this was right in the middle of it, if you will, last year. So on the hurricane issue, that has been a very troublesome, cumbersome issue for not only Clico, but all utility companies in Louisiana. Those three storms last year between Laura, Delta, and Zeta cost the Clico company over $240 million in restoration cost. And that included, you know, wires, poles, transformers, mutual assistance, all of those linemen that you guys see from out of state that, you know, come in to help. All that cost a lot of money to get power back up in a few days. So we have to pay for that. We have to fund that immediately. But we have no other recovery mechanism to collect that cost other than through surcharges on the customer bills. I've been asked several times, well, don't you guys have insurance? And the answer is no when it relates to infrastructure. We haven't been able to acquire insurance on the electrical grid since Hurricane Andrew back in 1992. Also, unlike some of the other co-ops and other entities in the state, we are not eligible for FEMA funding. But I will say that we are actively pursuing some federal options right now through our federal delegation in D.C. So we'll see what happens. But right now, we don't have any other venue for collection to withstand, you know, that kind of debt, other than a surcharge on the bill. And right now, customers are seeing an interim storm charge on their bill right now of approximately $2 per customer. So that is one issue that we are dealing with, continue to deal with for several more months. Also, on the bill, we're seeing another impact of the winter ice storms we had in February. Basically, we saw extreme increases in natural gas prices during that storm. You guys may remember some of the issues they had over in East Texas with the blackouts and stuff during February. But all that contributed to higher commodity prices here in our region. And for over a week, we basically paid double for natural gas just to keep our power plants running, just to keep the lights on and the heaters on, you know, during that time of year. And I'll also add to that, we do not make a penny off fuel. All the fuel that we purchase on behalf of our customers to run our power plants is straight pass-through. Basically, what we pay for it is passed through to the consumer. But due to the fact that those prices were so high during the winter storm, we worked with our Public Service Commission, and we agreed to amortize that cost over a 12-month period. So those winter storm costs, although unexpected on the bill, they will roll off at the end of first quarter of 2022. So early next year, those will actually go away. So a little bit of good news on that front. And speaking of just gas prices in general, another major driver that we're seeing this year, unlike the last two summers in a row, if any of you guys are watching the commodity markets out there right now, the oil and gas markets, you'll see that natural gas is essentially doubled since last summer. And we generate about 60% of our capacity needs in the market from natural gas. So we saw a significant increase in the cost of natural gas this summer, unfortunately, and at a bad time of the year. So a bulk of the increase that we're seeing right now in cost on our bills each month is really driven by fuel. It's the fuel cost component of that on the bill. It's the primary contributor. Again, there's other things like interim storm costs, $2, and, you know, a few other surcharges here and there. But the biggest impact by far is the high load and the fuel to generate power during this this heat wave that we're having.
Understood.
I guess,
go ahead.
Yeah, and I guess the final two more points. Again, it's not one silver bullet here. It's a lot of variables driving this. And again, just to be transparent, one of the other major drivers that we're faced with right now is we're trying to shut down an older coal plant up in North Louisiana, our Dole Hills facility. It's an old lignite burning plant, and it's at end of life, and we're trying to bring it down end of this year to take it offline and retire it. However, we're having to run it for load obligation right now due to the heat, due to the summer load, and it's a quite expensive unit to run. It's as expensive, if not a little bit more expensive, than some of our natural gas units due to the increase in natural gas pricing. So it is putting cost pressure on the customer bills right now, again, as a fuel component. But also, again, good news is once we get through this summer and after November, I believe, we're going to be shutting that plant down. And it will no longer be running, so it will not be in the fuel stack or in the generation stack going into 2022. So we do have a plan. We do have a solution to mitigate these fuel costs when the winter storm costs roll off and the Dole Hills plant shuts down. Those are the primary contributors to you know, the bill increase right now, and we do expect those bills to moderate and get back to, you know, pre-summer ranges, so, you know, customers should start seeing some relief as we get into you know, the end of the fourth quarter of this year.
I understand. Speaking of power plants, I know several years ago you put a plant online that was using a unique form of energy to power it, and what have been the impacts of that one? And I want to say North Louisiana may have been around the Alexandria area.
Well, oh yeah, you're probably talking about our Madison facility in Boise, in which we use the petroleum coke byproduct to fuel that plant. That plant is running well. It's very competitive in the market now. We actually buy petroleum coke, which is a byproduct of the crude refinery process, right here on our own Gulf Coast, and we ship it up Red River and offload it at the Madison facility through a conveyor system. But it's a large 650 megawatt baseload unit, stays on 24/7 around the clock. And right now, we're with gas prices being where they are, it's a very valuable, cost-effective resource right now for all CLECO customers.
Excellent. And getting back to these special surcharges, this is not unique to CLECO. I remember after Hurricane Katrina, Entergy had to do something along these lines to mitigate the costs of rebuilding so much of their system. And I'm not sure if CLECO at that time had similar issues, but this is not a new thing that has happened in the industry. You're not the first one to do this.
That's absolutely right, Jeff. In fact, during Hurricane Katrina and Rita, I think the cost of those storms were somewhere in that $160, $170 million range. And we actually issued a 12-year surcharge on our bills. Really what we do is we issue low-interest securitized bonds, and we actually finance the cost of that storm at a real cheap rate on behalf of our customers. And then we just roll that into the bill each month. But that was a 12-year surcharge that was on our bill, unfortunately, just rolled off this past March. So, talk about timing there. And then the other storms, came along. But yeah, it's a very, I hate to say routine mechanism, but in the South, especially in Louisiana, we have these hurricanes way too frequent. And, again, it's the only way that we have to collect, large costs like that to basically get through those huge impacts that these storms bring.
I know back in February, I was appreciative of what I was paying for electricity when I saw what folks in Texas were dealing with.
Yeah, that was a real volatile market over there. A lot of finger pointing and, a lot of discovery still going on, I think, over there as to what caused it. But again, we were a lot more reliable because of our integrated nature here in Louisiana between all the large utility companies. However, we did see those spikes in fuel, and fuel is a commodity. So it's traded, it's purchased, it's traded on the NYMEX. So there is some volatility around it when you get into supply and demand issues that we saw during that winter storm. Thank goodness it was short-lived here in the South, but it was very, very impactful for the few days that we did have to deal with it.
Yeah, no doubt. And as Fran and I have talked about in recent editions of this segment, there are ways that you can get some assistance with your bill through CLECO. I'm not sure if you're in a position to address those, but we certainly would encourage folks to look into those opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage everybody out there, if you're having trouble, paying your bill, if you're interested in various payment programs, if you can, please go to the CLECO website. It's CLECO.com. And on the cover page, we have a listing of various programs that are CLECO-sponsored, state-sponsored, federal-sponsored. There's programs such as helping people get a reduction on the fuel component of the bill. There's bill levelizing programs out there that you can sign up for to help levelize your bill over a 12-month period. So it really kind of takes the volatility out of the bill. There's low-income assistance out there through the state. There's rental assistance out there that's sponsored by the federal government right now. But again, get on the CLECO website, look around. There's various programs. One may be just right for you. If you have questions about it or you don't have access to the Internet, please feel free to call us, and one of our customer service reps would be happy to walk you through some of the various programs out there.
And also a good time to remind folks about the many opportunities that CLECO provides, if not as far as information, but even physical help in taking a look at how you may be able to save energy by doing certain things at your house. to make sure you're not wasting energy.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of those energy efficiency tips on there. There's links on how to sign up for and request assistance with energy efficiency. We have an energy efficiency team that will physically go out and inspect your home and look for, you know, various energy-saving tips, whether it's insulation, weatherization, checking out, you know, your heating, your cooling units, you know, thermostat accuracy, things like that. So, again, there's a host of information on our website, a host of options on our website. So I encourage everybody to, you know, please take advantage of it.
No doubt about it. I know about 5 years ago, Clico sold to another company. And there may be some folks out there who say, yeah, I knew this was going to happen soon as Clico sold. What would you tell those folks about that sale and if it all had any effect on what we're dealing with now?
Yes, yeah, so the sale had absolutely no effect on what we're dealing with now. This is just good old supply and demand. You know, it's hot. We're having to run a lot of generation. We're having to pay a little more for fuel right now than we would like. But that's normal course of business. Overall, the sale, I think, has been a lot more beneficial for our customers out there because it's allowing us to do more things through technology, through advancements of technology. We're looking at a lot of new things and new innovative things that we're going to be rolling out to our customers early next year in the form of better access on our websites, new customer platforms that you know may link up to technology and link up to the website. More information, easier access to billing information, outage maps, things like that. All of that's coming in the form of just support and sponsorship through our new owners. So I'll say they are very, very committed to our customers and extremely committed to Louisiana, and it's been a great thing for Clico and the Clico customers overall.
Very good. Shane, anything else you want to offer up before we let you go?
Just appreciate all of our customers out there. You know, we take customer service seriously. That's why we're here today. We're transparent. We want everyone to know what's going on. We know it's hot. We know it's uncomfortable. No one likes to pay high utility bills, myself included. And, you know, we work hard every day. The Clico people work hard every day to try to make things as affordable as possible. Again, we're dealing with hot weather right now. We're dealing with an interim period of higher than normal bills, but we do have a plan. You know, a lot of these costs will roll off as we get toward the end of the year. So just bear with us, and if you need help and need assistance, please take advantage of the programs and the information we've shared with you guys today.
Well, again, Shane Helton, appreciate you joining us. And again, as we are getting into the real teeth of hurricane season, let's hope that we're able to get through the rest of this season without too many problems. But again, appreciate you joining us today.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff.